the MLS grant, and city engineer considers special assessments, which per the rough maps that he prepared that are included in the agenda packet, primarily include the areas which would be subject to these future subdivisions to be served by public road and Franklin Public School itself. And that was also mentioned to the school district representative, and I did provide him all these documents. And I did mention the parking lot. He did tell me that the school district is having a meeting on February 26th next week, and they are going to consider the panorama of the entirety here of the extension of West Marquette Avenue. So that's just a range of alternatives, and I did hear the students back in January at the meeting, and I thought, okay, maybe there's a way to summarize that for these young men. And I think what I heard from them was, let's get Marquette. And then when I reviewed, including the maps, I guess I went back to Joni Mitchell's song back in 1970. Because my thought, I know that. My thought was, and put up a parking lot. So there's my brief presentation.
So in addition to that, I've had conversations with one of the two developers who indicated that, frankly, the price of the road was too high, and they frankly didn't need it. And so, you know, whether they need it or not is a subject of some argument, but also had conversations with the school superintendent. She believes that the opportunity for assessment is dead on arrival. I said that politely. There are other options and alternatives, but they believe that, I'm summarizing, and certainly she has all the right in the world to correct anything that I say, because I'm doing it secondhand. They believe that the best use of their taxpayer dollars is to put towards educating our students rather than building roads. This idea of building a parking lot does nothing but add to the cost of this project. I'm not sure that the $700,000, Mr. City Engineer, do you know, will $700,000 plus the developer contributions build this road?
$700,000, I believe, was the quote, if you will, to build the road. But if you're going to build the road, seems like you should put the water and sewer underneath it, which raises the cost to probably about $1.2-1.3 million, from what I understand. So,
okay, so we don't know what the cost is. So, which goes back to the point. The other item that the city attorney didn't mention that I'm going to mention just so it's on the record. Typically, when we get a development where the developer says whatever city infrastructure that we want put in is too expensive and they won't build the project, we say, okay, thanks, see you later. I don't know how this becomes different. Yes, I understand the road should go through, and I agree that the road should go through. To me, it's a matter of who pays for it. All right, other people will want to speak. Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay, thank you. As the district rep, I'm pleased to be able to speak on this issue. Thank you, everyone, for coming. So I plan to address the action sheet items to assist in understanding of the reasoning for what I will be proposing this evening. So the first action item was await determination of the WSDOT grant, which the city attorney discussed. And this would be included in the options, but this does slow the progress. And we can incorporate no other cost action items while we wait for that, which I've included in my suggestion. Our application is statewide competition with thousands of grants. given the fact that I had very little time to write the grant because it was given to me in less than 18 hours and I had a concussion at the time. I did the best that I could with that grant. However, we also provided our own competition for that grant by allowing more than one time, a second application that competed with our own safety issue versus prioritizing the safety and advancing this of our, the suggestion of our emergency responders. The next one is to wait further into the subdivision developments with final plat approval, requiring subdivision development agreements and land dedication. Because there is no guarantee if or when either developer will move forward, this also does not move the project along. Important final plat requirements will be included within my proposed motion. A few unique points to consider: the road right-of-way and the joint design and build involves two separate landowners, and it asks that two businesses act as one, which is extremely unusual, and it forces the businesses to basically say you're at risk for the other one if the other one can't make it or goes bankrupt. Now the other one's left holding the bag, and I don't think that most businesses want to take a risk by being forced together to do something. Ideally, the city holds developers responsible to install roads. This is true. Typically, a developer has no choice because the land has no access. The street's internal to the development, and they receive a direct benefit from the lots along the street. Neither developer need Marquette to access their land. One has three access points, and the other one clearly has the extension of 49th Street South. In fact, there was discussion about letting them move forward without putting Marquette Avenue in, and that's, the worst thing we could do. One parcel is under an option to purchase versus ownership. They can easily walk away. So we risk losing an opportunity, probably the best opportunity we've had yet, and maybe starting all over at a future unknown date. Each time effort is put forward toward extending Marquette, it means more staff time. City attorney and I have met countless times with the Patricus property, with MMSD to try to buy a property, all kinds of staff time. We have more risks, and the cost keeps growing. There's cost savings and tax base here for the city. Current bus traffic, as mentioned by the resident, is damaging the neighboring streets due to the narrow curbs and the unpaved shoulders. So every time they cut a corner, they're breaking off the pavement. The eventual tax of perhaps $20 million value in homes surely offsets our efforts and can help us recoup the cost from the taxes from those homes in a short period of time. The third option, probably the one I like the best, is mostly incorporated in my suggestion, is commence the West Market Avenue public road extension as a city public work project, except with the words absent the MLS grant, and do the contribution of the property from the engineering specifications and the land as set forth in the grant application. This option takes some action, but it makes sense to know what the grant status is. The motion would include a negotiation period, about 2 weeks, to get an agreed-upon developer donation for the land and the engineering road design, and that value was presented in the grant on page 18 of your council packets, and I believe that's $216,650, so that's a pretty substantial contribution from the developer. If the grant's approved, all the better. If the grant's denied, no time is lost because we're busy with doing this negotiation to make sure that they're going to give us the land and the engineering designs. The last one is a little bit more troubling to me. Commence the Marquette Avenue extension as a public work project absent the grant, which I would like to wait on, and the special assessments to contribute to the cost determine an area assessment basis. When I read through this one and I read it to one of the residents, they said, "What, does that mean me?" And I said, "Oh, well, that worked really well to pull support." And I think that was a little bit of the intent of that one, also including the public schools. So everyone probably has heard Mr. Bennett, our former engineer, and I called him. And he said, well, this pretty simple way to do this is, his comment was to deny all access for the developers to Marquette Avenue. Thereby, there is no benefit granted until they build. And that does not hold up the project for any studies, reports, or public hearings, but it still allows the assessments, should any development move forward, to recover additional costs. I'm not in favor of the projecting fear of saying we're going to assess neighbors for new development. From the maps I noted, the young gentleman, I believe he's had his 90th plus birthday. Thank you, Rich, for coming. We've acquired land from this gentleman for the phase one for putting 49 through, which was built by the city and not recouped or assessed by any to anyone, including the developer who owns the property. But this gentleman's been dealing with a decade of continuous threats to his buffering mature tree line, and he's been begging us to keep that intact. He certainly doesn't need our water at this point in his life. Any assessment should be simply deferred until the property sells or there is a request for water for his property. While the road serves a school, it also serves a community, and taxing the school would be nothing more than taking residents' money from the left pocket versus the right pocket. And I also had the same conversation with Judy from the school, and she is very concerned about the fact that they already have water and sewer, they've already been assessed, they already have a road in front of them, they already been assessed for sidewalks and roads. It seems kind of like it's a double taxing situation. And under Wisconsin Statute 66.0703, special assessments have the police power may not exceed the value of the benefits occurring for the property, and shall be upon reasonable benefits, and nothing over $50,000 shall be done without the State Building Commission's permission. It's important to note this, and this question was asked, and I have a better answer for it. Funds have been allocated in the city's budget to extend Marquette Avenue for a number of years. Collected, but they fall to the bottom line. Residents have paid for the road, except we've chosen not to complete the project and let the funds get absorbed into other projects. So I spent about an hour and a half at the library going through all the budgets. 2007, 108 was budgeted and adopted, unspent. 2008, extension of Marquette, 108, pending, unspent. 2009, requested 150, zero was allocated. 2010, 50,000, pending approval, anticipated to cost 200,000. 2011, 50,000. 2012, 50,000 unspent. Requested was 263,000. 2013, from 49th to 46th, 80,000 was requested and budgeted. And for the other section from 49 to 51st in 2013, 200,025 was pending approval unspent. In 2014, the budget showed the 2013 completed project for $19,000 to buy the land and $71,000 to put in that small section of road, paid for by the city. No assessments. 2015, there was a request for $750,000, although that was not allocated. 2016, it sort of disappeared from the budget. 2017, it came back at $500,000 pending approval within the DPW's budget. 2018, the extension of Marquette through the school had a request for $500,000. And also in the 2018 street extensions and improvements and reconstructions on page 75 of the 2018 budget was a request for $5,050,000 and $4,325,746 were budgeted. I don't know, so I'm sure some of those funds were gone. So if you add up just the 500,000, 600, 700, 800, we're talking, this is money that has been collected from all of you, the entire city, that was absorbed and gone to other projects rather than moving this forward. So I think we've paid for the road, or you've paid for the road. So the city attorney also made a very valid point. He said the proposed West Marquette Avenue Road Extension main project from 51st to 49th is part of that, but at minimum, the section from 49th Street to the school needs curb and sidewalks to be installed. This is the section that the gentleman, Richard Hamrick, has been asking to keep his tree line. When the preliminary plat for that subdivision came in, I made sure, and every gentleman up here on the council agreed with me, that we should get 6 extra feet of road right away on the south side so we can finish the sidewalk. And I'm getting a little concerned that I'm hearing we don't need that. And the map that's in here shows no sidewalk. So we're going to build a sidewalk from 51st to 49th, and then who knows what's going to happen after that. So I've included some language on that. This section does point out the availability of funding in the budget and the need to address the 6 feet for the curb and sidewalk, continually threaten the neighbor's mature tree line. There are also so many reasons to complete this project, and you've heard some of them tonight. It's time to move forward. I'm going to present a motion addressing each option because I am so familiar with the area, the people, and the project. I may have taken for granted expressing some of the information that might be unknown to the older persons up here. And if you believe the motion falls short of your expectations, I'd like you to please discuss your concerns and allow me to respond with what knowledge I might have on your concern. So I'm going to pass out the motion that I have prepared, and then I'd like to read it so you can kind of follow along, because it is kind of a Jesse motion, because it does include a lot of the city attorney's language.
There's an extra one.
My own paper, my own ink.
Before we go to a motion, is there any other discussion by the Common Council?
I was going to allow a total for discussion about the motion.
Excuse me?
Make sure.
You were? Is there any other discussion?
That's it, yeah.
Is there any, or does it, you want to go to the motion and discuss it later? Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
Okay. Commence the extension of West Market Avenue to 51st Street as a city public works improvement. While awaiting the end of February, and I made that phone call too, WSDOT grant announcement, negotiate developer donations of street right-of-way and street engineering design specifications estimated per the grant application of $216,650. In furtherance of the subdivision development by the developers, Common Council determination at final plat shall be to deny access to Marquette Avenue, and with any future access request and approval, a city engineer's report for special assessments pursuant to Wisconsin state statutes and the municipal code shall be applied to each new benefiting lot. The previously required 6-foot land dedication shall be adhered to, avoiding the tree buffer line while accommodating curb and gutter on the south side and the south side sidewalk from 49th Street to the school. Approval to advertise for bid in coordination with the district representative is granted by the Common Council to meet a project completion timeline of fall of 2020. In the Scouts' honor, let's build the road.
Is there a second to that motion? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, under discussion. I do have one point on the special assessments. I did a quick calculation here. Oak Ridge subdivision, the construction of 50th Street would fall against the city code. The total length, if they were not granted access to Marquette, it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 feet long for a cul-de-sac if it would connect up to the subdivision to the south. So in my view, that seems to me that those lots benefit from Marquette Avenue. Because if you were using the strict definition of benefit, I think we're talking about 2 lots total. So that's something to consider. Anyone else?
Well, I'd like to comment.
Alderman Wilhelm.
According to Mr. Bennett, the...
Mr. Bennett doesn't work here anymore.
He has a very strong knowledge, and very much I respect his opinion.
That's absolutely correct, but the city engineer is the city engineer.
And there was an interruption. So he did say that this is cutaway access. If the houses face Marquette, that would be considered accessible. You would be assessing those on 50th Street. And as far as cul-de-sac length, I think that the developers would want to put the road completely through, and that can be negotiated, you know, at that time. But I brought the cul-de-sac length up as a concern when we have Pleasant View Park sitting at the end of a dead-end street that goes beyond city ordinance. So we have made exceptions. I'm not looking for that exception, but I think that this is completely a doable motion, and that just throws a wrinkle in it to try to question the ability to make this happen, and the city attorney did want to respond.
Well, again, Alderwoman, you're misinterpreting, well, I won't take it any further than that. You're misinterpreting what I said. My intention is to expand the number of accessible lots, not diminish them, and provide additional rationale for expanding the number of accessible lots, which in turn reduces the cost to the city of Franklin taxpayers and puts it back where it belongs, on the developer. So I appreciate what you just said about facing lots. It's a good rationale. So we'll take it from there. Anyone else? Mr. City Attorney.
Just with regard to special benefit under special assessments law, very general, very technical. You have two subdivisions, one on the south of West Marquette Avenue extension and one on the north. The development proposals have north-south streets that the developers propose to construct. And the lots on the corner where the north-south street is being constructed by the developer would have access to that street and not need access to Marquette. So just in general, and this is hypothetical, technically speaking, with regard to the actual extension, the new West Marquette Avenue, there may be only one lot in the middle of the other corner lots in each new development, which would need access to West Marquette Avenue. So when you say deny access, it would be subject to the payment of a special assessment pursuant to a specially benefited property in the new subdivision development, mm-hmm. pursuant to the special assessment and city engineer's report prepared under the local ordinance and the state statutes. That's my understanding of what this would mean.
Yes, that is.
And not that they have to pay for the entire cost of the improvement. It would all be done pursuant to what is a special benefit and what's a specially benefited property.
Right. And
I
think the fact that sort of, because we're hearing that there's so many limited lots, it sort of just proves the developer's point that they don't need Marquette Avenue to move forward. But they are saying, we have designed this road for you, and they have land right away that if we were to try to do this ourselves, those costs of $216,650 are of quite of a value to the city, which might in some instances provide a little bit more value than even these assessments of these lots. So I would hate to lose that over $200,000 value, because that's pretty significant, and it's very generous. And this is the furthest we've ever gotten on this, and I